Finance and Economics.
Buttonwood. The tenacity of ESG. A green investing boom has not been followed by bust.
The standard story of 2021's green finance boom goes something like this. In a phenomenon that reached fever pitch a year ago at the COP26 convention in Glasgow, a lot of investors lost their heads. A potent cocktail of cheap money and sanctimony fueled a boom in environmental, social and governance, that's ESG, investing, during which asset managers and bankers pitched themselves as environmental saviours. Nemesis followed hubris. Russia's invasion of Ukraine and subsequent elevated gas and oil prices reminded the world just how much it needed fossil fuels and how profitable investing in them could be. The cynicism of the asset managers and bankers was exposed as regulators cracked down on greenwashing. DWS, Germany's largest asset manager, was raided by the authorities following a whistleblower complaint. Britain's advertising watchdog banned HSBC, a bank, from making misleading environmental claims. Far from saving the world, ESG thus became mired in greenwash and scandal. There is just one problem with this fable of financial greenery's fall to earth: hard facts. True, appetite for ESG investing has fallen. Net inflows are well below those of last year. But for all the talk of a backlash, sustainable investment funds have been much more resilient than other funds during this year's downturn. According to Morningstar, a data firm, $139 billion had flowed into sustainable funds by the end of September, compared with $643 billion of net outflows from the broader market. European funds have attracted the bulk of the money, receiving 89% of total inflows into sustainable funds. But even in America, such funds have drawn more money than other investment vehicles. Why have green funds remained attractive? It is certainly not because of juicy returns. These funds tend to invest heavily in technology stocks, which often achieve high ESG ratings owing to some combination of progressive Californian values, asset-light business operations, and sophisticated human resources departments, which do things like diversity monitoring as a matter of course. Such stocks have performed poorly this year, and while ESG funds are overexposed to this year's losers, they are underexposed to the big winners, fossil fuel firms. The iShares ESG Aware MSCI USA Index, one of the biggest passive ESG funds, is down by 18% this year, compared with a 16% fall in the SPDR S&P 500 ETF, which tracks the S&P 500 index of American stocks.